Hi, my name is Teresa Tomic, and in this one podcast, you will learn all about Beverley District High School's history. Hope you enjoy it as much as I've enjoyed making it. Here it goes. Beverley District High School is the first school built under official construction on Vincent Street, where the Shire office stands in 1873. The location was known back then as South Beverley. Some of the first teachers that taught the students of Beverley were between 1874 and 1984, where Miss A. Seabrook, Miss A. Robbins, Miss A. Seawell, Mrs. W. Robbins, and Mrs. Story were. Miss Annie Lucy Robbins was the second person to teach at Beverley in 1876. Miss Annie Lucy Robbins boarded at the Dead Finish Hotel, plus some of the things she had there is still in the Dead Finish Museum today. The education continued after the first number of years until about 1894. Another building was built, the present kindergarten. To keep up with the increasing attendance of the District of Education, the old school was renovated as a dwelling for the headmaster's use. In 1930s, Friday mornings were tests and Friday afternoons were sport. And if you didn't have all your tests completed and didn't have them marked, then you couldn't go to sport. Here is my interview with Mrs. Ainsley. As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, when I was a child, I always wanted to be an occupational therapist like my mum. But I never actually ended up studying that. I found a passion in science and decided to do a science degree instead.
Where were you born?
Well, surprisingly, I was born in Sydney. My parents lived over in Sydney, and I was born there, and we were only there for a little while, and we moved to Canberra. And then shortly after that, when I was about one, we moved over to Perth, where my dad had found some work over here.
Do you remember what primary school you went to when you were young?
Yeah, sure do. I went to a school called Les Murdy Primary School, which was up in the hills in Les Murdy, and I was able to walk to school every day, and it was just over the road from our local shops as well.
Do you remember your high school?
Yes, from year seven, when year seven wasn't in high school, I went to a school in Como called Penrose College, and I was there for 6 years. And I used to catch the bus to school and back again. Two buses to school, two buses back again. And that used to take about an hour each way.
When did you come to this school?
I came to this school probably when I brought my kids here to go to kindy. And so that was in about 2007, I think, my eldest started. I don't think I had done any work here before then. I worked in Quereting when I first moved to the farm, because we live about halfway between the two towns. And then I first came here as a parent, and then I started working here a little bit later on.
How is the world different from when you were a child?
Oh, I think that we've come a long way in terms of opportunities for women. I think that we've still got a long way to go, but I believe that the world is moving. Women can be anything that they want to be, and I think that's really powerful in education. I also think that we've become a lot more conscious of the environment. Again, still got a long way to go with that, but I feel that we are greater in our awareness of global issues. We can move around a lot more than we used to be able to, and we have become a lot more multicultural in the places where we're living. In all parts of Australia are a lot more multicultural than they used to be.
Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.